So we're holding by Malachim Beis, we're at Perek Dalid, Pasuk Chaf Beis. The shiur was started as a Schussi Lenishmas, Yecheskel Shraga ben Avram Yehuda. It should also be a Schussi Lenishmas, Moshe ben Daniel, Chaim Elazim ben Shemshanari, as well as a Schuss for Fushlema, Chaim Moshe Shua ben Makar, Chaim Doi ben Menorachel, and Chanalei Abath Shein Del Rachel. It should also be a Schuss for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw last time that the woman is blessed with a child, however, the child grows up and suddenly passes away one day. So Pasuk Chaf Beis, we saw that the woman takes the child and puts her in Elisha's bed. Vatikra El Isha, she calls to her husband, she sends a message. Vatayim there, and she says to the husband, Shulchana li echad min anarim. Please send me one of the attendants, V'achasa soinois, one of the donkeys, V'arutza ad Israelikim V'ashuva, so that I can hurry to go visit the man of God, to visit the Navi, V'ashuva, and then I will return. So Pasuk Chaf Gimel Vayomer, so the husband says, Madua atay leches elav hayom. Why are you going to visit him today? Loi Chodesh v'loi Shabbos. It's not the day of Rosh Chodesh or the day of Shabbos where there was a custom to go visit the Navi. Vatoymer, she says to him, Shalom, don't worry, it's all well. She doesn't want her husband to worry, potentially come back to the house, find that the child is dead, and suddenly the fact that the child is dead is going to be publicized. After that point, when everyone knows the child is dead, it's going to be that much harder to perform a nace, because a nace does not occur when it's publicized. A nace has to be done bitzina, like we find with the original Eisha Seivadia. She had to close the door and perform the nace of the oil with the door closed so that it wouldn't be publicized. Similarly, over here, the Isha Shunamis understood the less people that know about my child's death, the easier it will be for the nace to be mekuyim, and therefore she just tells her husband, Shalom, don't worry, everything's good, you keep going at work, and I'll go and visit the Navi. So the Ralbag explains that the husband was wondering why she's going to the Navi. It's not Rosh Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. Had it been Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, the husband would have understood why she wanted to go, because those were days on which the minhag was for people to visit great men, to be inspired, and they received a drasha, they received words of Musar. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis learns from this pasuk that one should visit one's teachers, one's rabbeim, on the regalim, because those are days when a person is able to accomplish spiritual growth and to reflect on a person's deeds. And the Malbim adds that that's the whole concept of being oyle regel on the regalim, is that we should learn from the Kayhanim, learn from the Sanhedrin, learn from the Gedolim in the Beis HaMikdash of the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's sort of a way to reconnect and re-energize oneself by visiting the Makam HaMikdash. So says the Malbim that it's also fitting for this to take place on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. And that's why in the Nevuah of Yeshaya, Yeshaya says that in the future, we are going to do just this. That every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos, we're going to go and visit the Beis HaMikdash to bow down, because we're going to reconnect on every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh when we have an opportunity to be re-inspired and reinvigorated with the relationship, with the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That takes place on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Those are designated times. So in those days, although one might have been Oyle Regel during the Shalosh Regalim, but the time to visit your Rabbeim and the time to visit the Nevi'im was on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Alternatively, she was living in the Malchus of Yisrael, where they did not allow people to go up and be Oyle Regel. And so in lieu of going up and being Oyle Regel, people went to the Navi instead to reconnect with Hashem. The Rebbe Yehuda says that on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, there's additional Kedusha that a person can tap into. And that's why those days are a day when a person should go for inspiration, where a person should go and visit a gadol. He says, just like those days have a Karban Musaf, where there's additional Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, there's additional way of connecting with Hashem through the Musaf, there's also the ability for a person to tap into extra Kedusha and have a special level of Hashpa on days of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and therefore a person should go and visit a Rebbe in order to tap into that Hashpa. Reb Tzadok and Pri Tzadik actually ties this into something we just learned in the Daf Yomi in Masechtas Bava Metzia. Reb Tzadok says, why did the husband say, Lei Chodesh v'Lei Shabbos? He should have said it the other way around. Lei Shabbos v'Lei Chodesh. You first say the thing that has more Kedusha, the thing that's more important. Shabbos certainly has more Kedusha than Rosh Chodesh. So the Reb Tzadok explains that from the perspective of Klal Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh is more Chaviv. Why? Because Shabbos is preordained by God. God set in motion that the seventh day of creation is Shabbos, and every seventh day from that point forward is Shabbos. Klal Yisrael has no ability to change that, regardless of what happens to the calendar. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh and the Yomim Tovim, based on the calendar, those are all ordained by Beis Din, by Klal Yisrael. So what is more Chaviv? So says Reb Tzadok, what the Gemara taught us. Adam writes, Bekav Shalom Yitisha Kavin Shal Chaveiroi, since we are the ones that enforce Rosh Chodesh, we are the ones that determine when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. So Rosh Chodesh is more chaviv in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, and therefore this person who was a holy person said Rosh Chodesh v'lo Shabbos. Chodesh was more chaviv in the eyes of Klal Yisrael because it's something that they control. Mecha Katan explains that there's a deeper meaning going on here in the conversation between the husband and the wife. First, the husband questioning the wife says, Madua atay lecha say love, because the husband was bothered by the lashon that the wife uses. The wife says, send me one of the na'arim with the asinais, the arutza ad ishuelikim. I want to go to the man of God. If she merely wanted to go and ask advice from Elisha, she should say, I want to go El Yishuelikim, or some lashon like that. What's ad ishuelikim? Ad is a lashon of, you want to be mekabel panov. You want to appear before him, you want to have like a private audience. And so it wasn't normal for that to occur on a regular weekday, on a random weekday. There were times set aside for that where you would visit, quote unquote, the Rebbe. You'd go on a Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't go ad ishuelikim to have a private audience on a random weekday unless there's something seriously wrong. And so therefore he was concerned, what is the problem? And that's why she replies, V'tamei shalom, don't worry, everything is okay. Alternatively, the Mecha Ketana says that the husband's concern was that you're asking me to send you min ha-na'arim, one nar and one asayin, and he's going to go with you ad ishuelikim. Aren't you concerned with yichud? And it's not the time of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh where there's a lot of people found on the roads. So the husband was questioning his wife, how could you go with one of the na'arim and it's going to be a problem of yichud? To which the woman responded, shalom, it's a time of peace. It's not a time of war where people are not on the roads unless they absolutely have to. It's a time of peace. In a time of peace, you have random people on a random weekday who will be traveling on the road. There won't be an isser of yichud. Or suggests the Mecha Ketana that it could be. That's why specifically she didn't ask for one of the kaitrim who was an adult, but she said, send me one of the na'arim, meaning a na'ar katan with whom there won't be a problem of yichud. Specifically, she was concerned with yichud, and therefore she asked for a child with whom, who would travel with her, be her companion, but would be too young for there to be a problem of yichud with.